Why the cross? Why the blood? And why would God allow that to happen to His Son? The book of Isaiah says that He was not recognizable. He was beaten, tortured so badly that He was not even able to be recognized. So what you saw, as graphic as it was, in my view, wasn't really as graphic as it was, because you couldn't even recognize Him. And you could still recognize, if you saw the movie, who that was. Okay? So we want to get in the message now, Raj. We'll pop it up there and let's go with it. Today's message, first of five, what's up with that? Okay? What's up with that? And today we're going to look at the cross and specifically the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. Why the cross and why the blood? And we're just going to move, Raj. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He what? Say it with me. Gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Why did God the Father give His Son to be brutally murdered? Why did Jesus Christ have to shed His own blood? These are just a few questions I have. What is it with God and the need to sacrifice animals' blood in the Old Testament? Why the blood of bulls, rams, goats, doves? Why was that done? What's up with that? Why the cross? Why the blood? Blood is mentioned 392 times in the Bible. Can you say that with me? Blood is mentioned 392 times in the Bible. Maybe you've had said to you, like I've had said to me, you don't believe in that blood religion kind of stuff that's in the Bible. I've actually had people tell me, I don't believe in that blood religion thing that goes on in the Bible. I don't believe in that. Well, let me tell you something, friend. Blood's mentioned 392 times in the Bible. That specifically, the word is mentioned that many times. The word does not always appear with what it is talking about, sacrificing and the death of Christ and what have you. So it just takes up a huge amount of the Bible. So when we say we don't believe in that blood religion stuff in the Bible, do you? You don't believe half your Bible. And you don't believe the message of the Bible. So there's a problem. What's up with all this blood? Why the blood? Now this is a message that actually, it really challenged me. It challenged me. Because when I'm talking about the blood of Jesus, to me, I am on some serious holy ground. Do you understand what I'm saying? Y'all feel what I'm saying? Okay? And it was a message. Why the blood? You know, there's so many questions about the blood and why Jesus shed His blood and why was God shedding animals' blood and what is it with God and blood? And this is a question that a lot of people have. So for me to try to answer the question, it's tough, and it's also a tough topic, but I'm just going to lay some things out from the Scriptures and my heart to yours today. I don't presume to have all the answers, but I'd like to share with you, and I'd like for you to be able to leave today. Why the blood? Why the blood? And when you leave today, I hope that you can have some answers today on why Jesus Christ shed His blood, and it'll make you love Him more. And if you don't know Him yet, it'll cause you to want to know Him and love Him. Amen? That's the purpose of our message today. Why the blood? Let's go. Number one, physical life is in the blood. Physical life is in the blood. Say this with me if you don't mind. I must have blood to live. Would you say that with me again? I must have blood to live. So physical life is in the blood. So why is the Bible so consumed with blood? Because our very life is in the blood. The blood in us is our life. Genesis 9:4 says, but flesh with the life thereof, which is the what? The blood thereof shall ye not eat. So life is in the blood, and blood is life. That's pretty important, isn't it? I mean, don't you think that that's pretty important? And God just might want to talk about what it is that keeps you alive in the Bible. And we're going to connect some dots, I hope, through the message. So I must have blood to live. Often, though, listen to me, often we equate blood with death instead of life. What do I mean by that? I mean this. I mean, a lot of people, they say, you don't believe in that blood religious stuff, I don't like that blood religious stuff, because they see the blood and they see it as death, don't they? I mean, that's what you see. You see the death of Christ. You see the death of that little baby lamb, you know? You kill that pretty little sheep, you know? And it is. It's graphic. Quite frankly, it's a good question. I mean, it's grotesque, isn't it? To see Christ on the cross, to look at that and to stare at that and gaze at that, it can turn your stomach. Why the blood? And why do we do that? Why do we equate it with death instead of life? I don't know why we do that. I guess we have these images on TV of blood, and you know, but we don't realize that blood keeps us alive. So I'd like for you to think a little differently. Instead of thinking blood, death, think blood is what? Life! Now look at this. You can't pump anything else into your veins and live. I mean, I'm the most thrifty guy in the world. I am. If I can make something else work, I'll make it work. If I got something in my garage that'll work on something that just broke, well, it might be what that looked like. This looked like it might work, so I'll take this because it's cheaper. I'm that way. If I can fix something up, I'll fix it up. Caution. Okay? You better not be pumping anything else into your veins other than blood. You just can't do it. Quite frankly, I'm certainly no doctor. Everybody knows that, amen? But you can't even pump air. You put air into your blood. Is that right? Got some nurses in the house that would agree with that, yes or no? You get air in the blood. Is that good or bad? Bad. What I'm telling you is you must have blood to live. Got to have it. Why the blood? Why is it in the Bible? Because physical life is in the blood. Raj? Blood works. Can you say that with me? Come on. Blood works. There's a lady in our church. I don't think she's here today. We'll go to the video. She has been losing blood. And in the last few months, she's had 19 blood transfusions. 19 blood transfusions. Why? To keep her alive. Why blood and not some other substance? Because that's what she needs to live. And that blood that she's getting is keeping her alive. Blood works. It's the only thing that will work for this woman. And she's still alive. I saw her the other day. She hugged my neck. I'm still alive. Still kicking. And she told me she just got another transfusion. Pray for her, would you? Blood works. Another word, blood tests. What's that all about? Well, I've been sick a little bit lately. Been having some health problems. And whenever you have some health problems, you got to go to the doctor. And one of the things you got to do is get blood tests, right? So I've been getting blood tests. Had a couple of them now, recently. And the funny thing, it ain't funny, is the people that's been sticking me are in this church. And they're like, how y'all are y'all? I'm like, ah, way, killing me. But you know what this old country boy that don't know a whole lot about blood has learned? Let me tell you. Blood's alive. And they can take a blood test and they can tell you things about your cholesterol, your triglycerides. I know I'm getting old when I'm talking about cholesterol and triglycerides. Lord, help me now. They can tell by your blood if you've had a heart attack, if enzymes are floating in that blood. They can tell if you've got a stomach problem. Take your blood, tell if there's something wrong with your stomach. How do they do that? Do y'all understand all that? Blood. They can tell if you got cancer. Tell if you got a thyroid problem. What I'm saying, and then a whole bunch of other stuff. What I'm saying is life is in the blood, and blood is alive. So why all the blood in the Bible? Are y'all with me so far? Y'all feel like y'all in a science class? Here we go. So why all the blood in the Bible? because physical life is in the blood. You know, at least we live, you know, in the year 2004, and we have these testing capabilities, and we can see things and we can learn things. But think about those in the Old Testament. Can you imagine the Jews 4,000 to 6,000 years ago? And Moses is telling them, because God told him to take an animal and sacrifice it, a ram, a lamb, a bull, a goat, a dove. Can you imagine? What's up with that? What are we doing this for? Can you see that? Say. Can you imagine? They didn't have the technology we have. They couldn't see all them triglycerides, that cholesterol, all that kind of stuff that we can see. And we can see, I think, more clearly that life is in the blood. But let me say something to you. Technology doesn't surprise God. Amen? Technology doesn't surprise God. Why? Because God created us. He created us. He knows everything about us. Why is blood in the Bible? Why did God set up that sacrificial system in the Old Testament? And why later did Jesus Christ come and shed his blood? Because God created us and he knows everything about us. Let's look at another scripture. We saw this one a little earlier, but flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. But look at this verse. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, this is innocent blood, by the way, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. I just want you to know something. That verse is very intriguing to me. If you shed somebody's innocent blood, your blood should be shed according to God's word. Now, you might not agree with God's word, but that's your problem. That's what the Bible says, flat out, period. That's what the Bible, it doesn't sound very loving. Doesn't sound very loving either for little lambs to be slain. Doesn't sound very loving either for Jesus Christ to be brutally murdered on a cross and God give him to have that happen. That doesn't sound very loving, does it? It's reality. And that verse is reality. You shed man's innocent blood, your blood should be shed according to God. Why? I think it's because what it says after that, because you're created in the image of God. There's something about that blood that is in us that connects us to God. It is sacred, that blood that flows in our veins. It is a connection that we have to God. That is the life that flows within us, and God gave us that life. So physical life is in the blood. I want to say a few things about this. You can't make blood. Can you say that? You can't make blood. Only who can. You know, a lot of people made a lot of money on inventing a computer, didn't they? Woo, my soul. And then inventing all kinds of new computers and software. Let me tell you something. You ain't even thought about making money if you can make some blood. You go ahead. You want to be God? Do it. Make blood. Go ahead. So you're not going to make any blood because God is the giver of life. And life is in the blood. And God is all about life. And I want to say something about this. It's not because God has a thing with blood that there's blood in the Bible. It's because God has a thing with life. That's why blood is in the Bible. Okay? It's not because God has a thing with blood. It's because God has a thing with life. And look at this. God is pro-life. God is pro-life. Now, if you want to be pro-death, that's you. But he's pro-life. Put it up, Raj. He is pro-babies. He is pro-old people. And he's pro-mentally and physically challenged. God is all about living. He ain't about killing. Do you understand that? Say, are you with me on that page? That's the Bible. Do you understand? Well, that's a political issue. That is a God issue. It's a God thing. How in the world, who are we to take some life that has blood flowing in it and to kill it? Matter of fact, if you really look at the word, it seems to say there's nothing more innocent than a little bitty baby. There's nothing more innocent, in my opinion, hardly, than an old person who can't do anything for themselves and they're euthanized, or somebody who's mentally or physically challenged or handicapped or some deformity and their life is taken from them. God says, if you take innocent blood, your blood should be taken. See, God's all about life. Raj, throw that next thing up. God's not about killing life. God's about giving life. Amen? So when you look at your Bible, you can look at it. Satan wants you to look at it with some glasses on upside down. He wants you to see it all warped and perverted. Here's a God who kills little animals, and here's a God who kills his own son, and this is crazy, and I would never want a God like that. You don't realize God wasn't about killing that life. God was about giving life. And those sacrifices, we're going to talk about it in just a second, about what those sacrifices were about and how the people received forgiveness because of that. The blood is powerful. So number one, so why all the blood in the Bible? Because if you remember, say it with me. Physical life is in the... Say it one more time. Physical life is in the... You think you can live without blood, yes or no? Flat out? We agree on something, don't we? Number two, why all the blood in the Bible? Why the cross? Why all the blood? Because physical blood can never give eternal life. Physical blood can never give eternal life. Why all the blood of these animals? And why the blood of Jesus? Because physical blood can never give eternal life. Now, blood is powerful. The blood you have in you is amazing. It is phenomenal. But it can never give you eternal life. So that's why there's blood in the Bible. You'll see. Look at this. Wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, that's Adam, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Why can't my blood get me to heaven? Because Adam sinned, and your blood is shot spiritually. 1 Corinthians 15:21, by man came what? Death. Look at 22. In Adam all what? Die. In every person's veins flows blood that is tainted. What's that mean? It is corrupted. It is messed up spiritually. Take your chances if you want to. But if you think that blood in you is going to bring you eternal life, you're just whistling Dixie, friend. You're in for a rude awakening. That blood ain't going to cut it. Now, that blood is awesome. That blood is great. It gives you physical life, but it will not give you spiritual life because the blood is messed up. Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed in a man once to die, but after this, the judgment. That blood in you that gives life, guess what? One day it's going to be finished. One day it's over. It's no good anymore. And I hate to be gross and ugly, but one day that stuff's going to be sucked out of you and some embalming fluid's going to be put in there. Huh? It's over. Blood is good for this life, but it won't give you eternal life. So why all the blood in the Bible? Because God had to tell you about it. And He had to show you. And He had to have a plan to get you and I from this planet to eternity. Verse 23 of Romans 6, for the wages of sin is what? Death. That blood in us, it's going to kill us. Spiritually, we're dead. I mean, as happy as I am to have it, amen? It ain't going to get me to heaven. Never could. Why all the blood in the Bible? Because life is in, physical life's in the blood. Why all the blood in the Bible? Because physical blood, human blood, could never give you eternal life. Why all the blood in the Bible? Number three, the blood of animals could never give eternal life. The blood of animals could never give eternal life. Why all that blood in the Bible? And why those animals? And what's that all about? The blood of animals could never give you eternal life. What I'd like to do now, if you have your Bible, we're in Hebrews 9, or you can go with me here on the screen, but I want to spend a little time in Hebrews this morning. The book of Hebrews, this is probably one of the most complete chapters on the blood in the Bible. Verse number one, the blood of animals could never give eternal life. If physical blood couldn't give eternal life, certainly animal blood couldn't give eternal life. Then verily the first covenant had also our ordinance, also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. After the second veil of the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all. It's talking here about the tabernacle. In the tabernacle, in the Old Testament, there was an outer area, and then there was a veil, and there was another area called the Holy of Holies. Now, when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. Into that first tabernacle, in the first area of the tabernacle, the priest would go in, they would make services, they would make sacrifices. This would happen all the time. This would happen for a number of reasons. You can see it in the Bible. You can see why they made certain sacrifices for certain sins and certain problems and things like that. They made these sacrifices in the Old Testament. Okay, but watch it. But into the second part, the Holy of Holies, went the high priest alone once every year. The outer part, how many times did he go? Often? Yeah. The inner part, how many times did he go a year? Somebody tell me. One. Not without blood. He wouldn't just go in there once a year like, hi, God. He went once a year, and he had the blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. A couple of points on that. Sacrifices were made often in the outer tabernacle. We already said that. Once a year, the high priest would make a sacrifice in the inner tabernacle. The Holy of Holies is what it was called. He would offer a lamb without spot or blemish. That would be the blood of that lamb. He would offer it, look at this. He would offer it for who? Somebody tell me. Himself and who? Sins of the people. So why all the blood in the Bible and why animal blood and all this stuff? What's that all about? Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I want you to have this quote. This is a Clark quote. And Adam all died, that's the Bible, even priests, preachers, and popes. Okay? And Adam all die. If you're here today thinking you can be good enough with this blood you got, or if you think you can maybe offer you a little animal, and somehow you're going to get your sins offered, it ain't happening, friend. You're a sinner. Okay? You're done without Jesus. I have no hope. Listen, the priest himself had to offer it for himself. Certainly, I sure ain't sinless. Ask my wife. Ask the young'uns. Ask anybody that's around me any length of time. And here's something. I put popes down here, not to pick on Catholics. But in 1870, somewhere along that time, the Catholic Church made an edict that the pope was sinless. Did you hear me? I don't mean to be ugly to you, but that's just where man can take you, rules and things like that. Anybody in their right mind, you know, he's looking awful frail lately. And I don't mean to be ugly. What I'm saying is it's appointed unto man once to die, even priests, preachers, and popes. We all got to come by the blood of Jesus. So why all the blood in the Bible? Why the blood of animals, etc.? Hebrews 9:9. Why this blood? Look at it. Which was a figure for the time then present in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. Why the blood of animals? It was a figure. It was a picture. Was God just, did he have some weird something going on with blood? Did he like to see animals killed? No. Those animals being offered, they were a figure. They were a picture of things to come. Verse 10. Look at it. Which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings, different washings, and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of what? Say it with me. Reformation. What does that mean? That means when Jesus would come. See, these animals, I don't know if I'm losing you. I'm trying to hang in here with me, please. I'm trying to show you that in the Old Testament, these animals were sacrificed not because God has a thing with blood, but because God has a thing with life. And these animals were being sacrificed as a picture, as a figure of things to come. It was going to be a picture of the Reformation. And we're not talking about Martin Luther, friend. We're talking about when Jesus would come. That's the Reformation. when Jesus would come and he would shed his blood. All those animals' blood that had been shed was a picture of when Jesus would come. Isn't that a beautiful? I mean, see, I know that it's sort of, oh man, that's gross, can't take it. Listen, how beautiful that God would give us that picture that one day his Son would come and take away the sins of the world. And that's why it's not just easy enough to say, well, all roads lead to heaven. Well, I believe, what about this religion? What about, there is no other way. Do you understand? There's no other way. It's not that simple. Your whole Bible from beginning to end is all about this picture of Jesus coming and taking away our sins. Wow, the blood in the Bible. We're going to continue. Why did Christ shed his blood? We're going to continue with Hebrews. The blood of Jesus Christ gives spiritual eternal life. See, so far we've seen physical life is in the blood. But we've seen physical blood can never give eternal life. And we've seen that these sacrifices of these animals could never give eternal life. What gives eternal life? The blood of Jesus Christ gives spiritual and eternal life. This is a verse that you'll often see in your worship guide. This is a verse that we claim here at Fellowship. Look at it. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The blood of Jesus was spilt, was shed, so you and I could have eternal life. Let's go back to Hebrews now in that passage. But Christ being come a high priest, he became a high priest for us of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered how many times? Say it. Once. Once a year or once period? Once period. Into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Some points on this. Jesus Christ became our high priest. Remember, I know it's a little confusing maybe to some, but listen to me. The tabernacle had an outer court. They offered sacrifices a lot there. Once a year they went into what? The inner court called the Holy of Holies. And he did it once a year. He had to keep going back every single year. Jesus Christ became our high priest. You see how that's a picture? See, it's not just God has a thing with blood. God's trying to tell us something. Amen? Jesus became our high priest. He entered actually not into the Holy of Holies. He entered actually into the holiness of God Almighty. That's why when you think your good works can get you to heaven, listen to me. Oh, I believe I'll just do good, get pick up my neighbor's mail, feed their dog. That'll get me in, Earl. Are you kidding? This is bigger than that. He entered into the Holy of Holies, the holiness of God, and gave his blood. He became our high priest. Number three, he gave his own blood for us. Physical blood gives, I mean, life is in the blood. Amen? Physical life, physical blood. Jesus' blood, eternal life. Amen? He gave his blood so we could have eternal life. That's why there's blood in the Bible. He obtained our eternal redemption. That's what these verses we just read says. He obtained our eternal redemption. He died. He did it once, period. He did it once, period. Jesus doesn't need to die over and over and over and over and over again for you to go to heaven. He's done it. It's done. It's a done deal. God accepted the sacrifice of his precious Son so that you can have eternal life. That's why blood is in the Bible. Then these verses go on to say, how much more? How much more? Can you say that with me? Come on. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from the dead works to serve the living God? I want to just say something about that. It's amazing. If you can get a hold of this principle today, really, it's more than a principle. It's everything. If you can realize that it's the blood of Christ that cleanses you from your sin, you don't have to have a guilty conscience anymore. Do you understand that? His blood. I mean, it's so precious. That blood entered the holiness of God, and God said, I accept that on their behalf. You don't have to battle that guilt and shame of those sins in your mind anymore. They are forgiven because of the precious blood of Christ. That's hallelujah. That's some good stuff right there. Amen. So all of a sudden, this blood looking grotesque, this blood looking bad. Oh, man, blood. All this kind of stuff. Look at me. Now I'm looking at blood going, thank you for the blood. I like that blood. You know what I'm saying? Blood's life. Amen. Blood ain't dead. Blood's life. I want that blood. You see how you can change your head? Say, that's what I'm trying to do. Why? Why all the blood? Man, I'm happy for that blood. Hallelujah for the blood. Amen. Oh, Andre Croft, blood will never lose its power. Amen. I can power in the blood, power in the blood. You know, I can see it. Beautiful. Verse 15. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament. Talking about Jesus. That by means of death, listen to this, very interesting. That by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that we were under of the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Now stay with me. For where a testament is, there must also necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are what? Dead. Why did Jesus have to die? Listen, you ever heard of a last, and boy, otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Do we have a visual on that? Last will and testament. Look at that. How many got your will made up? Can I see hands? See there? Guess what? Your family can't just go into the law office tomorrow. Amen, lawyer. I want what's coming to me. You know what the lawyer's going to say? Boy, you about dumb. Your mama ain't dead yet. Well, I don't care. I want what's coming to me. Well, your mama ain't dead. Get out of my office. Listen, here's the beauty. Listen to me. Jesus died. Why was he brutally murdered? Why was his life taken? If he didn't die, you won't go get the stuff. Do you understand that? Why blood? Oh, it's gross. You don't believe that blood in the Bible stuff, do you? You bet I believe in the Bible. I want the stuff. Look at it. The will is read and things are distributed when somebody dies. Number two, somebody has to die for you to get the stuff. Number three, Jesus shed his blood so we could get the stuff. Can you say that with me? Come on. Jesus shed his blood so we could get the... Now, the stuff's eternal life through him. But is that the end of the stuff? Is there more stuff we get and say? That's some more stuff for in the streets of gold. He's preparing a place for us. I'm going to live forever. I mean, it's fantastic. Why did Jesus die? He had to die. That's why all roads don't lead to heaven. Well, I'm doing very good. Guess what? As long as you're alive and you're doing very good, you ain't going anywhere because you ain't dead. Last time I checked, got to die to get the stuff. Amen? Crazy, but it makes good sense to me. Why the blood? It's a great verse. Just throw it up for you. For there is one God, one mediator between God, man, and man, Christ Jesus. You trying to get up some other way? Ain't going to fly. Ain't going to fly. I'm telling you today at Fellowship Church, come on now. Fire in the blood, man. Wonderful, life-changing blood of Christ. And then finally, why the cross? Why the blood? Say it with me if you can. We're done today. Closing up, almost. Here we go. Say it with me. I want you to learn this. I want you to know this. We don't have to go around... We're missing part of our faith and part of our inheritance if we don't understand what we're talking about right here. Come on. Number one, say it with me. Physical life is in the blood. Do you think you understand that now? You probably knew it before. Number two, say it with me. Physical blood can never give. So as long as you got blood pumping in you and you think your good works is going to make me, it ain't happening. Can't never give you nothing. Number three, say it with me. The blood of animals can never give. That's it. Could those Old Testament sacrifices give eternal life? No, period. They were a picture. Number four, say it with me. The blood of Jesus Christ gives spiritual and eternal life. And I think we might have one last thing. Life is in His blood. Say that. Doesn't that feel good? Say it. Come on, it's good for you. Life is in His blood. That's it. All right. Thank you, Raj. Did a great job for us today helping us. I hope that you've understood today. I've tried to answer a tough question. Why the blood? Why the blood? And some of you might have known more than others, but honestly, I learned a lot, and it's good for me. Why the blood of Christ? I'm more convinced than ever now that there's no other way to get to heaven other than the blood. Amen? By putting your faith and trust in Christ. It ain't a Baptist thing. It ain't a Methodist thing. It ain't a fellowship thing. It's a God thing. And it's the only way that'll work is putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Have you done that? Be honest today. Are you saying my good works, I think that'll get me to heaven? Putting an offering in the offering plate will get me to heaven? Well, I've been going to church since I was a kid. Some people say this, I've always been a Christian. No, here's what you've always been, a sinner. You've always been that because you were born that way. But you got to be born again to be a Christian. So are you born again? Have you? What's being born again? It's saying, my blood ain't going to cut it. Your blood's the only thing that will. I believe you shed your blood for me. I don't understand why you would love me like that, but you did. And God accepts your blood on my behalf. And I am forgiven because of you. And I believe in you, period. That's being a Christian. Did you hear me? That's what it's about. Why the blood? Hallelujah for the blood. Say that with me when we're done. Hallelujah for the blood. Let's get Pentecostal and say it loud. Come on, here we go. Hallelujah for the blood. Amen. I'm getting excited. I'm feeling better already. Amen. Praise the Lord today. Hallelujah for the blood of Christ today. Amen.